It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wexby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Time for a little spring break for the Sound Kitchen, but don't worry. I've left a nice hot meal for you on the stove. One of the first This I Believe essays. This program originally aired in December 2010. This I Believe is a regular feature on the Sound Kitchen. It's a listener essay contest inspired by the American journalist Edward Murrow. Every night on his radio show in the 1950s, a listener would read an essay about the principles that guided his life. This is how Murrow introduced the series.
This I Believe. By that name, we bring you a new series of radio broadcasts presenting the personal philosophies of thoughtful men and women in all walks of life. In this brief time each night, a banker or a butcher, a painter or a social worker, people of all kinds who need have nothing more in common than integrity, a real honesty, will talk out loud about the rules they live by, the things they have found to be the basic values in their lives.
I hope you'll be inspired by these essays to reflect on what you believe and to write it down and send it to me. I'll call you and we'll record it over the phone and, of course, we'll send you a present for your participation. This week's essay is by Rick Carson.
I believe in good friends. Good friends are not commonplace. Good friends are loyal. In word and deed, good friends protect one another's honor. They stand up for each other, even when the stance is an unpopular one. Good friends insist on truth and authenticity from one another, and they speak up or at least give one another a knowing look when even a modicum of phoniness creeps into their communication. When touching one another's tender spots, good friends do so gently. Good friends see one another's gifts, and they see one another's shortcomings, and each knows that the other sees them. Good friends have a common language and a common sense of humor. They see life similarly, and while there may be occasional dissonance in the content or cadence of their conversation, there is a natural rhythm to their repartee, which they appreciate and count on. Good friends take the time to check in with one another. They think about one another when they are apart, and each wonders what's up in the other's life. Unfinished business between good friends breeds unrest within each of them. Good friends know that real friendship takes time. Time together, time to listen, time for belly laughs, time to disagree, time to finish unfinished business. Good friends take time and care with how they say what they say to one another. They know that conflict is as natural as nighttime, and that the respectful expression of anger is an act of love. They live the truth of who they are with one another, matching their voices and facial expressions to their emotions. Good friends know that true friendship is dynamic, not static. They expect and they honor change in themselves and in one another. Good friends recognize that each is a gift to the other. They acknowledge and respect the impermanence of life, and this enhances their appreciation of the gift. On occasion, good friends get sick and tired of one another, and sometimes require time apart, a breather. Good friends don't fear such things. Good friends trust each other to remain good friends.
Rick Carson is the author of Taming Your Gremlin, amongst other works. He lives in Dallas, Texas. He asked me to play Senya's Lament by Jerry Douglas. Here you go, Big Daddy-O.
Thank you.
Yesenia's Lament by Jerry Douglas. Music requested by this week's This I Believe essayist, Rick Carson. That's all for this week. Tune in next Saturday, same time, same place, for a This I Believe listener essay from Nigerian Ijeoma Bristol. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.